was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment today.
Wait a minute.
I know. It's Monday morning, February 3rd. After this amazing weekend, we're going to cover a lot of stuff. But I do have a co-host with me this morning. We're going to be talking a lot of good juice is going to be spilling over this morning. Frank Strazzarino is with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thank you.
And, of course, you know, he's president and chief executor of the Great Chamber of Commerce.
I like that.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about businesses and a lot of things that are going on in the North State. There's some flyers and some information that Frank brought today that I haven't known. I know you're going to want to hear this. But first of all, Bob, good morning.
And good morning to you.
We're going to talk a little bit about that Super Bowl weekend. Did you partake?
I did not witness the slaughter.
Seattle slaughter. Oh, my gosh. All right. So I watched
In which Denver got the bird.
I'm sure a lot of people are grieving today. And of course, the weather I would like to share with you. It's currently 32 degrees. We're going to have temperatures today around 55, partly cloudy tonight with 33. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors with our Wells Fargo expert, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90 points to 15,608. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 1777. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 27 points at 4076. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Ford down 42 cents at 1454, Bank of America positive 11 cents, trading at 1686, AT&T down 58 cents at 3274. For local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric up 21 cents at 4236, PepsiCo down 97 cents, trading at 79.39, Safeway off 29 cents at $30.95. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.67%. And over to commodities, gold is up $9 an ounce at $1,248.90. Silver positive 17 cents at $19.29. And crude oil up a quarter at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. And we'll hear back from our Wells Fargo advisors at 8:10 and then again at 9:05. Love to hear what's happening. I wonder if things really go up and down with the Super Bowl. And we did watch the game. I don't know. In the first 5 seconds, we were talking about the fact that it really – I just kind of wonder. You know, people can have something that where they can fall down and they can get back up. But I'm just wondering – if in this first, like, 5 minutes of the game or 2 minutes of the game, Frank, I'd love to get your input here. In the first 2 minutes of the game, do you think that, I don't know if you want to call it a fumble when they snap the ball or whatever, do you think that just, like, totally changed the energy?
Well, it can really do that. I've seen games go back and forth. I've never seen a safety in the beginning of a Super Bowl quite like that. But, you know, I've watched the Broncos all year, and I just powerful, powerful offense. You just kind of wonder if anybody could really stop them. And so I was rather stunned by what happened. I would have probably bet pretty big money on Denver and, you know, Seattle first time in the Super Bowl. And, you know, it just didn't end up being a really great game. And some of them in the more recent Super Bowls have been back and forth and to the last minute, very, very interesting
games. Yeah. Well, you know, of course, and then you think about the millions of dollars people pay for their advertising. I know I have to say, Renee Fleming doing the national anthem, singing the national anthem. How appropriate was that to have a Metropolitan Opera star to sing the national anthem? I really thought that there was a beautiful tribute to America through this entire Super Bowl.
No question about it. And all of us that are so committed to veterans, especially in the North State like this, just are really touched by that. And that's the right way to do it. You know, there have been over the years, we won't name names, people that have kind of desecrated the national anthem. And so now when people stop and pull together and you see something like that, it's truly inspirational. It's a great way to start off the biggest television Sunday in the year.
And then, of course, you had Bruno Mars, who I think did a spectacular job. I love his kind of kind of a throwback to the 50s. I mean, he's a little James Brown. He's a little, you know, and here's this guy. And I thought that was really, again, at halftime, they didn't have a tribute to for the veterans before that. We got to take a break. I know we have to stay on time this morning, and I'm so excited. Carl is on assignment, and, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit. February 3rd here on KCNR 1460.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh yeah, Monday morning music there. Yeah, does it
feels like the first time?
Is that what it is?
Actually, that's Autograph. Oh. Turn up the radio. I understand the confusion, though. It does sound a little bit.
Yeah,
like
it horror. Does. Doesn't it? Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 55. We're going to have partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 33. Carl's on assignment. This is Linda Bott. We have a packed morning here. Frank Strazzarino Jr., if you will, President and Chief Executive Officer, your father.
Well, my father's still alive. He's in San Francisco. He's 92. My mother turned 91. So I think there's fairly good genes in the family, which is great. And so I'm a junior. And at some point, I was concerned about that because mail would show up. Oh, it's my father. People would say, oh, Frank, come over here. But they wanted my father. I had two Uncle Franks. So after a while, whenever it's like, oh, Frank, come here. Oh, Frank, come here. I'd come over. No, not you. We want your father. No, we want your father. So after a while, I stopped responding to Frank. They thought I had a listening disability or hearing problem. But, you know, so my dad's alive and well in San Francisco. It's a crazy place in the city. So I call and say, hey, guess what I read tonight? Guess what they're doing now with your coffee ground law, your soda law, this and that. But, you know, in some ways, it's a little like the way the state of California is going. It's very liberal, very much the nanny government.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of grew up with a traditional family, mother, father, you know.
Great Italians in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was a wonderful thing. And it's really, really changed. And I guess that's part of the evolutionary process. Maybe I'm just getting older. I suppose that's really why I love the North State. Conservative, decent. I mean, we have a wide swath of people with different perspectives, but I love the North State. It's just very different. And when I read the San Francisco paper, I say, you know, I really don't miss it that much. And I see their traffic and I see their problems. I look at their infrastructure. There's some really, really good stuff going on in our area, and it's a great place to live.
Okay, well, before you came this morning when you got here early, we were talking about, and I just think this is fascinating, before we go into all, like, some of the politics, the labor law update, and some of the things that are going on with the chamber and some of the information, you really kind of, you know, have this, I don't know, before things happen and they come out into the city and actually they come across, you really have an interesting position as, you know, as the president of Chamber of Commerce. People come to you and you are on lots of boards. Tell us some of the boards you're on.
Well, I've been on the United Way Board of Directors. Of course, I'm president of Reading Piano Angels. We've talked about it. I'm not on the board at Rotary, but involved with Rotary. And so the different things you end up doing, I did serve on the meth task force for 10 years and learned some interesting things about methamphetamine and some of the things that it does in our area. So, you know, I think they tell us that God gave us two ears and one mouth. So that means you should be listening twice as much as you're talking. Now, no one ever around me has ever accused me of listening more than talking. But when I do go to meetings, I do pay attention. I talk to a lot of people or ask open-ended questions, and you learn some interesting things. You learn more than sometimes you really even wanted to know. But it's helpful because that allows you to scope in what's going on in the community.
Well, when you talked about the fact that you were on the meth task force, we recently had just some horrific news. Philip Seymour Hoffman, who won the Oscar for Best Actor in 2006 for his portrayal of Truman Capote, he created so many other characters on Broadway, on movies. They found him dead from an overdose at 46. When we think about somebody who has the world by the tail and then we find out that they've overdosed, it blows your mind to think about addiction has a face that many of us don't know how to even deal with that. And Frank, meth. This wasn't meth. This was, I think, a heroin, which, by the way, I would like to tell everybody that there is some findings that there is just a deadly batch of heroin that they've found. It's come in Connecticut, come in New York. You know, they're getting their highball high and dying.
Absolutely, yeah. I've been reading that, too. It's a scary thing. And so we spend a lot of time studying the meth issue and other related drugs. And, of course, some of us, and now I'm going to light up the lines here pretty soon, but some of us believe that marijuana is a gateway drug that gets you into heavier drugs. And that's not widely believed, and I've had plenty of debates and discussions with people, but meth is a very, very bad thing. Drug abuse is a very bad thing. And, you know, I miss Jim Morrison from The Doors and Amy Winehouse, and I miss Jim Belushi, and I miss Elvis. I mean, there's a lot of people whose lives were cut way too short, age 27 with the rock stars, Jimi Hendrix and others. I mean, it's just a very, very sad thing when that takes hold of someone. Whitney Houston, oh my gosh, some of the talented people out there that aren't with us any longer, and it's a very, very sad thing. And I worry about those people, although they're gone now, but I wonder about the people around them who were the, and I'll call them the enablers, that just kind of looked the other way. And when Karen Carpenter was losing all the weight, doesn't anybody ever pull these folks aside and say, hey, Elvis, hey, Amy, you know, hey, Jim, you know, you got to get a grip. You got to get it together. I think at a very small level, I see that around town a lot with people that care and other people in the community, some of the agencies. But the bottom line is we've lost some really tremendous people. And here we go again with somebody else dying way too young with way too much talent. And so are drugs that important? Is that artificial high so much more important than the high of just having, you know, enjoying a great day, singing? Linda sang to me already this morning. I mean, life's been good. She was just singing out. She sang in the office for a minute. So my day is, my day's done. I got the job done.
Well, you brought me in the Dean Martin thing. But you know, along that level, we're going to have to take a break, here, and we're going to do some sponsors, ID. You are listening to KCNR 1460. Also in the news was the Woody Allen, the stepdaughter of Woody Allen. We're talking about looking the other way here. We'll talk a little bit more about that, about addiction, looking the other way. Are you present? What are you doing? What does it mean? And, you know, we'll talk about what it is with being the president of Chamber of Commerce. When you have people around you, you have to take that minute and ask, are you okay?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks. I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. I love it. Wait, Bob, I should have heard that. Let me hear that. You're playing some good Monday morning. I wish that I could fly. Fly right out of bed on that Monday morning. It's the 3rd of February. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Yeah, on Hilltop Drive inside, the Espresso Joe's Cuties can make you coffee of your choice. Going to get your whole bean coffee by the pound. And, we just love that place. They've been supporters of ours, since we first started here on KCNR, going on to our 5th year here. Love the fact that we want you to buy local, stay local, Tobacco and Brew. In fact, Frank Strazzarino is here, president and CEO CEO.
Chief Executive Officer. Chief Executive. I actually make the coffee and take out the garbage. Beyond that, it's kind of debatable.
But you're right smack in the middle of things that are coming into town. And we were talking about, at the break, Yellow Cab came on. And Jay is our taxi cab advisor, and we love to have him. We say, stay local. We're about talking about local. And you were talking about San Francisco. They're having trouble with the taxi cabs.
Well, they are. There's the Uber ride, and there's two or three other competitors. And so what you do is you go to your iPhone. There's an app. You dial up a ride from someone, and it just shows up, and it is putting heavy, heavy pressure. There was an article in yesterday's Chronicle about that. Heavy, heavy pressure on the taxi cab because they're giving incredible incentives to these individuals. Some of them are just, you know, they're housewives or they're people, they're freelancers. Some have been taxi cab drivers that quit. It is really not regulated in the same way, but fundamentally, people have like a bow in their car. They pick you up, they take their. My son's gone to the city. He said, this is great. This is wonderful. I'm not going to make the case for more government regulation because we always yell and scream about that, but it does now appear that they're going to need some level of regulation for that because it is just going gangbusters. It's going crazy. From a customer service point of view, it's a wonderful thing, and the pricing is very good, but it could knock out a whole industry. So I think it merits some discussion because there's always been pretty good regulation in that industry with the background checks because of the people that could be there. So it'll be interesting to see how that issue shakes out in San Francisco. Seems like the new
isn't there a liability issue here too? If you're carrying what amounts to hire, that you know your insurance may leave you high and dry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at 7:30 at the break, we're going to have on a special guest that's going to be talking about classes that they're going to be hiring. For the veterans clinic here, for the veterans home, excuse me, which is exciting. And Frank, you know, you've given me, so that'll be at the 7:30 hour. And then later on, we're going to talk about city council and some of the upcoming positions. Well, speaking of taxi cab, Jay, we remember we just talked about our yellow cab taxi cab advisor. Jay, good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's interesting you brought up that subject because actually, in the last year, we've had a bunch of, that kind of thing happen around here and, we had some startup cab companies, and what we find around here is that, though initially it seems like a good deal for the customer, you could have Jeffrey Dahmer driving, and you don't know, because there's no background checks for these guys. People are much prefer having people that have the background checks, have the reputation, have been vetted. It's just so much better for everybody involved.
And the vehicles.
Even though we have had some problems with what you're talking about, in the end, the customer gets smart and figures it out.
And the vehicles they're driving too, you know, how regulated are those? Are they viewing those? And Bob just mentioned liability going on, and you're right about the background checks and all these cars driving around. And it really is hurting the taxi cab industry. And there's an argument there's not enough taxi cabs in San Francisco, so they've given more licenses for there. But now it has really exploded. Besides the Uber, there's two other competing companies that do that. Yeah, check out the Chronicle from yesterday. Interesting article. I was not aware of it until I read that. I said, wow. And I did wonder if it's happening here because I know, Jay, you and your folks do a great job in our community, and it's appreciated, and we need your service. And does it really make sense to drive out another industry that's important to the economy?
Well, what we really need is support from City Hall, frankly, just to enforce the rules that we have. And, you know, the local police are the ones who administer all this sort of thing, and they're doing a great job. But, you know, as long as everybody's given a fair footing where they don't get to go by one set of rules and we have to go by a much more regulated set of rules, then we'll always do fine.
You got it.
It's just a matter of the local powers that be protecting us.
It's a level playing field that we always talk about. Same thing with California. We have these draconian regulations. The other states don't. They just move over the border to Nevada. So it's got to be level, whether it's signs, whether it's taxis, whether it's the policies that you have with your cash registers. It's got to be a level playing field. And, you know, this is probably something the folks at City Hall that do not know a lot about this issue yet need to pay attention to.
Thanks, Jay.
Well, thank you for bringing it up, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jay. All right, Frank Strazzarino is our guest this morning, sitting in for Carl. He's on assignment. When we come back, we're going to be talking with a special person that is here that is going to be talking about classes that and hiring, when and where for the veterans' home. Also, when he's finished, we're going to be talking some political topics here. It's election here, 3 city councils, 2 board. We'll talk about Stillwater and Turtle Bay and REU. And a lot of that, if we could have time for all that stuff, you know, Frank, you're smack in the middle of it. We always like to hear what you have to say. You always, and I'd love to talk a little bit about your history. Your history is fascinating, where you've gone in now being here, giving us all of your knowledge.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. I really would rather you just sing for us and call it good.
We're going to take a break and be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. This is a Linda Bott. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Yeah. You know, Carl drives a Ford. And their service department is second to none, and they take pride in treating people right. Your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Again, shop local, stay local. Give them a call at 223-2177 on Cypress Avenue.
And Jerry Kusky there does a great job, his and his people. Jerry gives something called the State of the Crown Address to his employees once a year. It's a big banquet. It's a big event. And he starts talking about the economic impact of the jobs, of the buying power, sales tax. He's one of the top five sales tax generators in our community. They do a great job. I also have asked Jerry when we've been at lunch, you know, I see you move all the cars off the lot over to the convention center and back and forth. Does that, I mean, it's kind of similar. He says it's a big deal. People come down from all over the county and shop there. It really does make sense to move them all there and do that. So, he's been an economic powerhouse in this community, and he's just a really nice guy. He's got some great experiences in the auto industry, and he's, really worth talking to.
Now, could you get a better endorsement than that? You know, Frank, that's what I love. I'm so happy you're here this morning. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But there's the whole thing about Crown Motors. I did not know that they were the top five tax
sales tax generators. Sales tax? And sales tax, you know, we talk all the time. Who do you think pays for police, fire, roads, our park services, all that? And so when we're talking shop local, support the community, buy here, you know, the internet's got some great prices and some great deals. They've now equalized the sales tax issue, the Amazon tax, as they talk. So now you don't say you still have to, now you have to pay sales tax. But the reality is shopping here really helps the jobs and the economics, and those dollars just bounce around the community. Carl and I have talked a lot about that. Shop local, support the local people that give to the community. And that is critical to our success. It's really critical to how this economy is going to rebound from the challenges we've had going back to 2007, 2008.
Well, there you go. We both got our cars. I got my Jeep here from Denham. Carl got his truck and locally. And I'll just say that that just put to me, I'm a visual person. So there I thought, you know, if you go down to, you know, Chico or Sacramento or something and you spend, and you can save $600 to $1,000, or you feel and know that your money is going towards, like you said, paying a cop, paying a first responder. When you need it, you need it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's priceless.
You bet.
All right, let's talk about one of the things that you brought me this morning, which I thought, God, there's so many things to cover here. And we're waiting for our guest. I hope he makes it. But, you know, sometimes now and then people will put it in the wrong box. I do that sometimes. It's a Tuesday, but it's a Monday.
Well, good. That's more time for me to talk.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Frank Strazzarino is my guest and is co-hosting this whole morning. I'm so excited. Enjoy Magazine will be here at the 8 o'clock hour. It's February 3rd, so there's some great stuff. Magazine keeps getting better. You keep thinking right when it can't get any better, it is. All right, so in front of me, 2014 labor law update.
We had Doug Wright, the attorney in town from Callahan, Thompson, Sherman, and Caldo come in and do a seminar for us around the 25th of January. Very, very popular. We had to schedule a second session. It's the 2014 labor law update. It'll be Tuesday, February 11th from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. And he's going to talk about California wage and hour laws, keeping employee records, liability for employee conduct, new labor laws. You know, it's like $25 for members. So I would say you could pay me now or you could pay me later. It's very easy to get into a $25,000 lawsuit or more by not following the law. The laws do need to be followed, but Doug has a great way of presenting it in very understandable, reasonable dialogue. He takes questions. It's very interactive, and he just knows the stuff. And the reality is California is a giant maze of regulations and laws. Many of them are good. Some of them are rather excessive, but the reality is you need to comply. And so this session will cover that with you, just like the posters that we make available to our members and non-members for a little different price differential. But those posters, we sell one poster, but it's got nine posters on it, and it's all the labor law information that you need to do. And if you don't have those posters up on your wall, you could get in a heap of trouble. So that's one of the services we do as a chamber, to get people connected with good information. The labor laws are extensive. And one more thing. Most of the members of the chamber are pretty small, 3 and 4 employees. I mean, we have a few big members, but, you know, there's a lot of small business. The federal government defines small business as 500 employees or less. But, you know, I'm talking mom, pop, couple part-timers, maybe the daughter works there. And so they don't have a whole HR department or division, a whole marketing division. The small business owners have to do it all. Just, Linda, like your small business here, you have to do it all. So stay out of court.
Well, and this is interesting because, you know, we're kind of old school. You know, we are, just are. I mean, Carl, you know, is the Marine. And this is not the military.
That's right.
So really, when you think about the little details, there's new labor laws that come out all the time. There's a little fine line of something. And again, like you're saying, the liability for employee conduct, what's that?
Yeah. Absolutely. There's plenty of that. And, you know, with the things that are changing with the law and the smoking ordinances, or even if someone is having the medicinal marijuana that they're smoking at work, how do you deal with that? There's some real interesting things going on. The right way to hire, the right way to fire. What happens when you have a disciplinary problem, the documentation process. There's just a series of pitfalls. And so, business owners need to be educated, and, you know, they're not going to learn it all in 2 hours, but, Doug's very good. He volunteers to do this for the chamber, and, there's some good information. So good that people, he's doing a return engagement. We filled the room with 27 people, and we're going to do it again.
All right. That is February 11th. Mark your calendars. Tuesday, 7:30 to 9:30, and that's the Reading Chamber of Commerce at 747 Auditorium Drive.
And people do need to call and make a reservation. We'll get that arranged and so forth. And yeah, I think he'd be a great person to have on the air someday. And
absolutely.
And talk with.
Okay, well, I think one of us will be attending that for sure, and we'll get him aside and say, please, you got to be on the air. Got to take a break here. Frank Stazzarino is my guest. Carl's on assignment. This is Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Bob Belongi's at the helm, and we're going to come back and give you an update on the weather and some kind of thing called the dirt. Love it. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Yeah, this is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Oh, man. I love taking baths all weekend. I don't know. I've been working out, so I took those Epsom salt baths, which are like a miracle. So I love the fact that I have my constant hot water heater, water tank, and I can't say enough about them. They just really came to bat for us. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We trust them, and they are going to give you a good deal and handle you with all the kid gloves that you want. 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. Shop local, stay local. There you go again. And speaking of shopping local and staying local, Frank Stazzarino, who is the president and CEO of Chamber of Commerce, is my co-host morning.
Happy to be here.
Well, we were talking about something called the dirt, and Do you get this? Can you get this if you are not a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. And this is actually produced by the EDC. It's a little different name for them. We figured if someone knew there was a newsletter coming out that's saying the dirt, everyone would want to be sure their name was not in it. But it's a very creative way. And, of course, the EDC is tasked with bringing jobs into our community and economics health. We have a diversification of labor where we have the Tourism Bureau, we have the EDC, we have the Chamber. And so we each do different things, but then we coalesce together to be sure the economy is moving over. There is a whole new level of energy with the Economic Development Corporation. Mark LaSalle, their president there, is doing a great job. They're working on airport issues, job recruitment. They're now taking over Stillwater. And those of you might have noticed in the newspaper that the John Troughton's run 5 years with Cushman Wakefield, worked hard on that, has ended. And now there's a new firm coming in. The EDC will also be working with the firm and taking over that. And really, tech companies, startup companies, beer and bites, all the things. The EDC's got a level of energy that they're really trying to make a difference. They're doing it in a different way. And one of the things they're centrally focusing on is the airport. And economic development of the airport is very important. And the short word on that, fundamentally, is that through an air travel bank with Rod Dinger, the airport director, we have, as a community, raised $1.2 million to bring better air service here. SFO, as you may hear, is having some runway work done. You may or may not get to SFO if you try to fly out of here. If you get your luggage with you, that's considered to be a luxury. And so there's a real problem. We're working on flights direct to L.A., which, as many people know, we used to have direct to L.A. on Horizon. So the idea of this air travel bank is business leaders from companies, every place from both hospitals and CH2M Hill, the Chambers kicked in, Bethel's kicked in, and others have built up this fund. And of that $1.2 million, frankly, about 10-15% of that is a subsidy to the airline. So instead of saying, we want you here, we need you here, please come, we promise to fly, what we're saying is, you can make money coming here. We've got the ridership numbers, we want to do it. The one thing that works against us is I-5. As long as I-5 is there, people are going to shoot down, get on to Sacramento and do that in 2 hours. But if you really start looking at the time, the inconvenience, what's going on. So we're trying to work now with Rod, with Mark, and with the others, talking to some of the majors about direct air service to L.A., and there's money now to do that because that subsidy is now something that will hopefully be allow us to successfully attract an airline here to fly to L.A.
Do we have any kind of projections on that?
There's plenty of numbers on that. You know, Rod would be a great guest, too, to talk about some of that. But the numbers were very good. The airport, as you may or may not know yet, has been expanded. The construction's almost done. Peter Chews has been built out, extended out. I believe with the airport issues, the FAA pays 90% of what you do. So they've really built on, and they've had a better waiting area. They've got restrooms in the air. So once you go through security, to go to the restroom while you're waiting and then come back, you have to go all through security again. There'll be restrooms there. So it's not all done yet. Soon it will be, and it's just going to be a beautiful airport for us. So that's part of having a big league resource. It's as important as having two major hospitals, good education system, good shopping opportunities, and the airport is something that really needs the attention.
What is tell us about McClellan Water.
Well, they're up there in, I believe, in Mount Shasta and so forth, and they're up and running. They've got 12 employees working at the current time. They've sent their shipment from Shasta County Water to China, and so that's another success story like Southern Aluminum or Captive Air or Technosoil. There's a ton of companies doing very, very well here, and what the EDC has done is, of course, help them succeed, but also really told the story so other companies were recruiting are going to be able to look and say, wow, I could do business here and be successful. And what Stillwater is all about is we've got very affordable land, affordable labor, affordable energy rates. We've got fast-track permitting. Stillwater will be the butt of jokes for a lot of years. If you read some of the comments on the Searchlight or people that call in, I'm willing to take the hits on that one. But what Stillwater is visionary. And so when we talk to Linda's Manufacturing down in Sepulveda, and Linda's getting tired of the gang problems, the graffiti problems, what's going on in Southern California, some of the politics and some of the air. We'll tell Linda, you could come up to Shasta County. You can make money. Look at the kind of home you could have. Look at the recreation you could be nearby. So Stillwater has a lot to offer. But until we get the jobs there, I think there'll always be the criticism of spending public money in advance of that. And I understand the taxpayers group. I understand the Tea Party, the conservative viewpoint that thinks that's money that's just been, you know, kissed off somewhere. It's long range, but Stillwater will happen. The jobs will come into the community.
Keep your conviction. Okay, so Shasta County, it's called The Dirt, a mid-year report of the Shasta EDC. How does one get this?
One should get in touch with the EDC. Either call them at 224-4920. I'd recommend actually looking at their website, Shasta EDC, all one word, shastaedc.org. And it's called The Dirt, and all the information that's on there is great. And, you know, there's taxpayer dollars being spent there. So if you're concerned where your dollars are going or what we're doing about job creation here, ask the tough questions. But I'd suggest do your homework first. Read this newsletter and then let Mark, let me know what you feel.
All right. Well, Frank Stazzarino is my guest. When we come back, I want you to do like a little bit of a, just a little tiny bio of your, well, it's hard to do that because you've had such a, just a very colorful history. And then coming up to, Reading and what you're doing here to really, to be supportive of our community. And then we're going to go into, oh my gosh, election year, 3 city council and 2 board of supervisors. What do you think? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick and mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ensemble Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious 5-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Norsey's premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at EnsembleVineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Ensemble's, your favorite destination getaway.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning here on this February 3rd. How are you on this Monday morning? Carla Lindebach. Carl is on assignment this morning, 7:53. It's currently 32 degrees, and we're going to have a beautiful day. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. My guest this morning And my co-host, shall I say, is Frank Strazzarino, who is the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. What I would like to do here, we've got just about 5 minutes left of our program. Let's talk a little bit about your history. I asked you, when you came in here, didn't I hear somewhere that you were in the seminary?
Yeah, I did. I spent 3 years in a Roman Catholic seminary, aged 14 to 17 and so forth. And it was a great experience. I did believe I wanted to be a priest. I'm still a Catholic, but, you know, or maybe the idea was they said you can't get married. I said, oh, okay. They said, oh, you have to be celibate. Oh, well, wait a minute. Let's talk about the whole thing. So we decided that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, all the hormones and things were going on. Yeah. After 3 years, I left and went to school in San Francisco, Sacred Heart High School, graduated there, went to University of San Francisco, got a teaching credential. I was a government political science major, was going to get my MPA, Master's in Public Administration, but they were changing the teacher licensing law. So I did get my standard secondary teaching credential, which I have to this day. I can teach in a classroom throughout the county at any time now with my credential. And I taught for about 3 years, but the jobs were really, really drying up. The teachers that had been there a long time, kind of burned out, showing movies all day, kept their jobs. Every single person from USF's graduating class is not teaching today. So I realized I had to leave teaching. It just wasn't going to be a good career for me. And so I figured, well, let's see. I know there's always going to be money, so how about banking? So I entered banking, and I did that at Bayview Federal Bank, which now U.S. Bank. I did that for 10 years and as a teller, operations manager, later a regional vice president. And that was great for 10 years, but it was time to get out and do something a little bit more entrepreneurial. And so I applied and ran the Chamber of Commerce in South San Francisco for 3 years, moved down to Cupertino, and we ran the chamber down there for 5 years. Steve Wozniak was the Citizen of the Year, so it was a little different community. And then I came up here to do a 5-year stint 20 years ago, and, you know, like everybody else, you fall in love with Reading, and, you know, it's a great thing. So, yeah, time as a seminarian, spent 6 years in the Air Force, so I'm really about 82 years old. But it's fun to do a lot of different things, and really the skills that make a good banker teacher, you work with people, you work with budgets, you work with goals and objectives, and you just have a lot of fun doing it along the way. So.
Have people ask you to run for politics?
My father's always expected. I'm running from politics, not for politics. Or I think Justice Brandeis said there's nothing more powerful than the power of private citizen, because you really can speak. When you're up there, there's a lot more constraints, although some of our politicians do speak their minds. We'll talk about that.
Well, love the radio because we can cover, like we talked at the break, we can cover all sides of an issue. That's important for us, that this is our North State's voice. So we break bread with all mindsets, which brings me to the election year. 3 city councils, 2 board members. Who's running?
Well, there's about 9 or 10 people running altogether. Brent Weaver. Mike Quinn, nearby us, is thinking about running. Mike DeQuisto's running. Francie will run again. Patrick Jones said he wouldn't, but he is going to. And so Don Kirk is moving, so he will not. But there's some other names, including somebody from EDT, Joe Bauer. So tons of people running. There's 3 seats open, and I think it's very, very healthy because there have been unopposed elections in the past, and it's good to have competition bring the issues out. So there are 3 seats open.
For city council?
For city council.
How about for Board of Supervisors?
Board of Supervisors is 2. That would be District 1, Dave Keogh's seat. No one has declared against Dave. Dave does a pretty good job, and that's, you know, we've teased back and forth about a competitive election. And he does a real good job, and he wouldn't be afraid to have competition. But, you know, he's pretty well known for the work that he does in the community and the work he does at the Board of Supervisors. District 5 is the other one with Les Baugh. And we now know that Butch Schaefer, who's been the mayor in Anderson and has done a lot of things over the years on school board activities and working with the Sheriff's Department and other places at the courthouse, is a very interesting person. So I think we're going to see a viable, competitive election, District 5. As you saw, that Aaron dropped out of the sheriff's race, so Tom Basinko right now is running unopposed. We think Tom does a pretty good job.
I think Tom does a great job.
But competition is a good thing. It's healthy. You know,
it is healthy.
Yes, more than one steakhouse in town, if you haven't noticed, and that competition is a very good thing.
That's just wonderful. Well, you know, we're going to be covering all of those people are invited to come on our station, every person who is running. Michael DeQuisto was on the other day, and so we invite everybody to have a voice here as well. So let's talk about some of the things that are happening in the community. New businesses.
Well, we ate. You know, I have to go sample the new issues. So we checked out the Chicken Shack, and that's right there to the south of where the drugstore is, Rite Aid, and just to the north of the Thai restaurant. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen the parrots behind the Thai restaurant,
I love it.
Oh, they're unbelievable. I took a bunch of pictures. I can't see.
I got one. I love him.
The Mexican restaurant that was there has now been taken over by a Enterprise High School graduates called the Shack. Pat Corey with the Mikhail Signs did the sign. It's just beautiful. It just jumps out at you. And so my wife and I went there. The place was packed. We went early. Part of the proceeds were a fundraiser to come back to the school and help other things in the community. And so what they have is great chicken dishes, great sauces and dipping. So they're new. They're getting started. And, you know, there are lots of businesses and restaurants and others coming into the community.
Got to take a break. We're going to come back. This is KCNR 1460. Frank Stazzarino is here. Coming up is Enjoy Magazine.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Janet Yellen has been sworn in as the first woman to lead the Federal Reserve in its 100-year history. She took the oath in a brief ceremony this morning in front of a fireplace in the Fed's massive boardroom. Yellen was confirmed by the Senate last month to succeed Ben Bernanke, who has retired. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. manufacturing barely expanded last month as factories cut back sharply on production and new orders plunged.
The Institute for Supply Management says its index of manufacturing activity declined to 51.3 in January from 56.5 in December. It's the lowest reading since May 2013 and suggests that factories are slowing slightly at the start of 2014. Still, any reading above 50 signals growth.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. The Seattle Seahawks routed the Denver Broncos 43-8 last night at Super Bowl 48. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson says that he used a saying from his father to help motivate his team.
A story my dad used to always tell me. He used to always kind of tap me and say, hey, you know, when driving in the car, he used to say, Russ, you know, why not you? You know, why can't you be a world champion or whatever you want to be? And so I kind of told the guys, you know, why not us?
Seahawks linebacker Malcolm Smith won the Super Bowl's MVP award. A convicted murderer from Michigan is on the loose after escaping from prison and maybe in Indiana. Authorities say Michael David Elliott also apparently abducted a woman before she got away in Indiana. Officials say Elliott is serving life sentences for first-degree murder. He also has convictions for arson and armed robbery. A new series of car bombings in and around Baghdad has killed at least 13 people. No group has claimed responsibility. And investigators in Russia say an armed teenager burst into his Moscow school and killed a teacher and a policeman. He also wounded another officer before he was arrested. No children were hurt. This is SRN News.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before it's too late.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Supply problems in several states where propane is a crucial heating source have prompted governors and other officials to take action against vendors, investigate claims of price gouging, and increase aid to low-income customers.
The propane drain coincides with extreme cold in several Midwestern and Southern states. Kentucky's Attorney General has been granted an injunction against a major propane supplier that had stopped delivering to commercial customers in several states. And in Missouri, lawmakers want the Department of Justice to investigate rising prices in their state.
SRN's Rich Thomason says supplies of propane were depleted by a late harvest that increased demand from farmers who need to dry large amounts of grain before storage. Some schools are closing and air traffic is disrupted in Ohio, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast as winter weather bears down once again on the eastern United States. This only after temperatures soared in the 50s yesterday. This is SRN News. President Obama says he cares deeply about internet neutrality. More from SRN's Greg Clugston.
The president says the government is exploring options for keeping the internet free and open after a federal court recently set aside rules designed to do just that. He says the court's decision must be respected, at least initially, but that the Federal Communications Commission is examining its options. Those options include appealing the court's decision or coming up with a new set of rules. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Federal officials are planning to announce today whether automakers should be required to equip new cars and light trucks with technology that enables vehicles to communicate with each other in order to prevent collisions. A transponder would continually transmit a vehicle's position, heading, speed, and other information 10 times per second in all directions. Transportation officials estimate the technology could prevent up to 80% of accidents. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Lynn.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're in our second hour here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. I just love that. You know, I don't think he's been on assignment really for about 4 years. So good for him. He's on assignment. 8:05 in the morning. We have a lot to cover. I'm very excited. My co-host this morning is Frank Strazzarino, who is the Chamber of Commerce CEO. He's my co-host. And we have, of course, Rhonda Ball and James Masada, who are here from Enjoy Magazine. And we're going to do our regular Monday mornings, which we love, which is let's check in with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. What is happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks continue to slide. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 169 points at 15,528. The S&P 500 is off 14 points at 1768. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 51 points at 4,052. Some of the day's biggest movers, Chevron up a quarter at 111.88. Merck positive 11 cents, trading at $53.08. General Electric down 7 cents at $25.06. Over to local stocks of interest, Walmart down a dollar at $73.68, Costco off $1.19 at $111.17, and Target down 66 cents at $55.98. For commodities, gold is up $20 an ounce at $12.59.50, silver positive 31 cents at $19.43 per ounce, crude oil down 66 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We'll hear back from our Wells Fargo Advisors again this morning at 9:05. Let's get to the phones with Terry. Let's hear what's happening with the Tea Party meeting tonight. What's going on?
Well, how are you doing?
We're great.
Good. Boy, this is pretty weather, but we really need the rain, don't we, guys?
We need the rain. We need the rain. So
tonight at 2570 Bonnie View Road, at Destiny Fellowship Church, we will have Kay Graves coming in to speak, and she's going to speak to the issue that they're having in Trinity County about the initiatives that the folks brought forward to the Board of Supervisors. The supervisors, even though the initiative was legal and done in every proper way, actually went and sued the people who started the initiatives about opening up the roads, about gathering some of that underwood and firewood out there. Even though the people had spoken, that had happened in Trinity County. She's going to speak to that issue. And also, they are going to recall, I guess, all five, or an attempt to recall all five of the Board of Supervisors in Trinity County because of the fact that their constitutional rights were violated. So it'll be a very interesting thing to hear. I know the Record Searchlight did a front-page article on it a couple of weeks ago, and they've done several articles on it. And we're also going to have a breakout group with the state of Jefferson on some of the news with that. We're also going to have a breakout group on Common Core. And, you know, there's folks that are getting together now talking about, as the gentleman who's on with you was talking about, and that is the elections coming up and who all is running against who. And I agree with him. We need to have people running against incumbents. Even if you like your incumbent, the competition's always healthy.
Competition is healthy. Again, time and place, Terry, and the name of the speaker again this evening.
K. Kay Graves.
Kay Graves.
Sydney Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonnie View Road in Redding, California at 6 p.m.
Okay, Terry, always thank you for calling in on Monday morning, and hopefully see you tonight.
Thanks, Linda. Have a great job, okay?
Oh, great. Okay, now, you know what? Carl is on assignment, and I have to tell you something about customer service. I have to just be really honest about this. We have a Sleep Number bed, and the foam pad on the top was getting funky. We were quite sure it was kind of moving around. We were thinking, so I call customer service. What do? They send out their specialists. They replace the whole top foam pad. I don't know, how much was that? But they took care of it, and I felt special. I'm not used to that, like Johnny on the spot. And they had to send a UPS the two parts, the two big boxes that had the special parts. It was not just the foam pad, it was something else as well. And then to have the technicians come out. So Sleep Number, and I found that, you know, I just had the greatest night's sleep, worry-free, felt special. Go see the Sleep Number store over there behind the Target shopping center. It's right over there. And
that was probably because it had a great guarantee.
Great guarantee. And customer service.
And they took care of what they promised they would
they
do.
They did. And so. I didn't have to, and I was calling somebody. They didn't know me. It wasn't face to face. So, there's something.
So you were a regular person to them. It wasn't like you were getting special treatment.
No.
I know.
I could have been Joe Smith with a high voice.
And you'd have been a beautiful Joe Smith.
Joe Smith gets the same treatment as Linda Bott. So, thanks so much for, the Sleep Number. I just really appreciate it. And I want you guys to have the same experience. So I think Carl's at a 35 and I'm at a 45, but I fluctuate. So,
and they're great. Yvonne and I have tried them out and we're actually
contemplating.
Yes. We're going to go see again our numbers.
Yeah. I've got the foam. We've got the foam top one. I think it's an M7 and we have California King.
Yeah.
So you know when you have California, once you go California King, you can't go back.
That's true. I want one that moves and actually has the airflow.
Oh, the airflow, man. And then we keep thinking, okay, we're going to start here, but we are going to get the one that goes up and down. And, they have the one that's the split. We had this whole conversation one night with our guests. Should we do the split? Because, we thought, well, no, maybe we shouldn't do split. A lot of our friends are doing the split.
Because
you know,
you get your own, hydraulic system.
Yeah.
Your legs go up, your back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have, all this great stuff. And I really want to talk about Rhonda, too, who's going to be Dancing with the Stars this year. What's going on through your mind? And let's talk about the February issue with James Mazzotta and Frank Strazzarino. Jump in here anytime you want. I'm having a great morning with y'all. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th, is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Who can it be now?
Enjoy Magazine.
Love the song. Bob is on fire this morning with some of these great bump songs. I mean, it just couldn't be cooler.
That's why we like to come every Monday, because I love to hear what Bob's going to throw down for us.
Throw down. I like that. Smack down. Mm-hmm. So Bob Alonji is at the helm, our producer this morning. And in the room is James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine and Frank Strazzarino.
Good morning.
Good morning,
what
everyone.
What is Strazzarino?
Strazzarino. You got it.
What is that?
It's Italian.
I thought so, yeah.
Well, northern or it's southern?
Oh, my father's northern, my mother's southern, so I'm in the middle.
Oh, boy.
See, mine's the opposite.
What are you?
Grandfather northern, grandmother, grandfather southern, grandma northern.
So do they fight? Like, you know, you have the Sicilians.
Well, mine was from Calabrese, Calabria, down, way down south.
Beautiful.
And then my grandmother was from just outside of Milan. Which
oh,
is
so
northern.
Cooking, lots of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about Frank?
Yeah, Genoa and then Sicily. So they're
yeah.
And the people in Genoa are supposedly the bankers along the way. And
ten years
as a banker.
Bank of America.
Yeah. Sicilians don't even think of themselves as Italians.
No, yeah. They do. They're their own thing. So, and Rhonda, we're going to get into the magazine here. But congratulations, you've been selected to be one of the three women contestants.
I have.
For Dancing with the Stars. What has gone through your mind so far as this competition?
That I hope I don't fall on my butt.
You won't.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It really is.
I've seen you twerk, girl. You can work it out.
What dances are you doing?
I don't know. We get to pick this time.
You get to pick
both. We get to pick, yes.
Okay.
And I don't even know who my partner is yet.
Okay.
So I won't find out till the end of the month.
All right.
And I'm excited and scared and... You know, it's not my thing.
And but, this is, right, I mean, a lot of people, this is a fundraiser.
Yes.
So, you know, she could have the best moves.
Yes.
And still not win because
yes.
it's about raising money. So, you know, that would be a frustration for me only because I, you know.
Well, you're a perfectionist.
I would want to dance it out.
Well,
but so that's part of why.
Yes. It's
and
a,
Carl, have you done it before?
I've judged.
You've judged.
Since the day it started.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 years I did not, one because it was a gold digger event,
uh-huh.
and then one because Carl was dancing.
Right, right.
And it was really cool because I did not want to be involved with his process.
Uh-huh.
Until the very, very end when I just gave him a couple, like, you know, helpful hands. It wasn't much because Kathy Babcock was his coach.
Right.
And it was really important to me that he unfolded.
Right.
The way that he needed to naturally went and bought his shoes. He was very dedicated. And I thought it was really charming. And I think that if you approach it with it, this is a, it's, a, you'll find the better, the inner part of you, the better part of you that's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge to, it would be like running a marathon. What goes through your mind? What do you have? All those walls that you were going to go through that you at the end will say it's the best thing I ever did in my
right.
life.
And that's what everybody says.
That's what my wife said.
Yeah.
She was a dancer.
Yeah.
That, absolutely.
She said it was the yeah. scariest and best thing in her life because, you know, she was terrified to do it.
Uh-huh.
But when she was done, it gave her such incredible confidence later.
She was wonderfully gracious, and I absolutely thank you for reminding me.
You were a judge then, weren't you?
She was beautiful, and she was elegant, and I remember her working out beforehand at Adamson's, and I'd see her, and I thought, you know, it was beautiful to see her just be so graceful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So, yeah.
She
anyway.
She said the best thing in her life, I mean, almost as good as marrying you, or
well, that's way on. That's low on the list. Please, make no mistake. I have no problems with that.
Well, we're here with Enjoy Magazine, and we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we have a fabulous issue. Once again, it's full of visual treats and great stories.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. It is visually a feast. And before you got here, Frank and I were talking about what you bring to our community in the North State as far as like being such a classy, classy magazine and store.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy is with us this morning. James Masada, Rhonda Ball, and Frank Strazzarino. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about what's going on in the North State right here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Just want to remind you, on August 15th, Carl and I invite you to join us with the Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. We're going to receive special tickets where we can see the military tattoo, and of course, that's in Edinburgh, and we get to walk the beaches of Normandy. So please join us. We'd love to invite you to come on this two-week journey with us. It's going to be spectacular on the Ruby Princess through Avanti Travel.
Shut up. You're going.
Yeah, we're going. Mm. That's huge. It's huge for Carl. First of all, it's paying homage to his father who landed on the beaches on D-Day. And also, Carl always thought that his dad, while he was alive, they never went to Scotland to any of the golf courses. And before you know it, you're like, you're busy. And then all of a sudden somebody passes away, mm-hmm. and you're like, why didn't I take the time? So there's going to be a lot of,
homage. And my mom and dad are going. My dad's a veteran and, you know, family members, and we have friends, of course. One story of a woman who, whose husband, they always wanted to do this. Her husband passed away, so she's going with him in mind to take this trip. So anyway, join us and give Avanti a travel at, 244-1400. There's some special things going on right now. So my guest this morning, cool. Frank Strazzarino, and, he's co-hosting with me, and we had a wonderful first hour.
Oh, we're having a lot of fun. It's going great. Yeah.
And of course we have our, beautiful Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Good morning.
Morgan.
Okay, February. Let's talk about your issues.
Love is
or not
air.
Your issues, the issue.
It'd be a long time to talk about it, your issue.
My issues, yeah.
We need more than
which suitcase would you like me to open?
Well, you get a chance to work through your issues through the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
February.
February. Oops, love struck.
It's all about amour.
Amour.
A love. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a lot of pressure for a lot of people on Valentine's Day?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. So
you know, I think commercially, yes, in a way. Even though I'm, you know, we have a store and we're in the business, and I would encourage you to come get your chocolates. I think it should be natural.
And whatever else.
I think people just need to figure out what it is there.
A lot of people hate Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that just can't stand it.
Well, it's pressure, and it's more pressure, I think, on men.
I think so too. Yeah.
You know,
well, that's because we're poor planners.
Okay.
You know, if you thought about it and you did what you're supposed to do, that should be easy. It's one day out of 365.
I think you should just do it every day.
Yeah, that's
true. Okay, so here we are with the Enjoy Store and the Enjoy issue, where if you're thinking about February, how can I make it special? Maybe you want to do the 13th. Maybe you want to do the 15th. Maybe you want to do something that would be, like, different. Look, there's all kinds of things that are going on in town.
Mm-hmm.
You have artists that you've just written about. And let's go on with your first – what's at the top of your list there?
I think one of my favorite stories is about a gentleman in Lake Almanor who is a crayon artist. He uses crayons and
so cool.
makes the most beautiful, beautiful pictures with crayons. The first page.
You'd be amazed
it,
what you can make with crayons.
It's amazing. The first page is a picture of him, a self-portrait that he did with crayons. So pretty amazing. And his name is Glenn Donnelly, and he's been doing this. He hasn't been doing it for very long. He retired to Lake Almanor, and he just picked up a box of crayons one day and started coloring. So.
And I haven't even read that story, but does he do something, does he melt some of them? Or is it all just actual
coloring? He says in here, crayon is a true test. It's unforgiving, somewhat like watercolors. I like making it as close as I can to a unique fine art.
And well, it is. I mean, I would never meant this piece down here. Obviously, your listeners can't see that was done with crayon.
I know. No.
Crayon's super hard because it doesn't have a fine mm-hmm. tip, and it doesn't always lay down the way you expect it to.
So he's had to master that, to pick a crayon out and feel like, how can you do a fine line with that? So is any of this artwork for sale in your store?
No.
We do not. And unfortunately that, you know, the store, one of the issues, we try really hard to, whenever we have a product, bring it in the store if it's featured in the magazine. But there are certain what's the word I'm looking for? I'm drawing a blank. Certain mediums that we just don't have the room for, and things that those are the things that we're working towards mm-hmm. to give us more space for that.
Well, how is the Red Bluff store going?
Really well.
All right, and
you
so
know,
you
they have that advantage over us because they have that extra space, and they have the wine bar and coffee bar, and you know it's great for entertaining. And but yeah, it's a different feel, and that's what's neat about the Enjoy Store concepts is, though there will be a definite thread and connection that ties them all together. They all are going to be distinct to themselves in their location.
The local connection is outstanding. I mean, it's just great to go in and see all the products that are done in this area throughout the county and adjacent counties, and that makes it special. And since you doubled the size of your store in Reading, you know, it's just a lot easier to walk around and see things.
Well, thanks.
It's crammed with merchandise.
Yep. And we've just scratched the surface, so we're really excited about what's in store for the Enjoy
yeah,
stores.
Yeah, yeah. February issue. We're going through some of the arts and special columns mm-hmm. that you have. What's next?
The one that I really like, and we do carry this in the store, is called Love Reading Project. And they have lovereading.com. And it's Carly and David Ray. And they do T-shirts in homage of the area. I mean, obviously, they love the place, and they wanted to do something that was reminiscent of where they lived and reflected it, and you know, developed a pride for the Reading area. So they started the Love Reading Project. And really great shirts. They have a just the R representing Reading with the interior as a heart, and they come out with like one or two shirts a year, and they're now partnering with local artists to develop a signature shirt.
And don't forget that part of the proceeds goes to the Hope Garden.
Hope Garden, yeah.
And I think they change that every so often.
Yeah. So we carry the shirts in the store, and you can also visit them at lovereading.com if you're interested in picking up shirts. Just a really great, feel-good, great people. So I encourage everybody to check that out and show your Reading pride.
I'd like to have a little sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one of those shirts for Daryl, but it actually means Rhonda. No, just kidding.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. We have Joy Magazine on with this morning. We're talking about different articles here in the February month, and we're going to be talking more with Joy when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Always the good stuff's happening at the break. We're going to hopefully throw that over into this one. 32 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have a beautiful day. Temperatures around 54 today. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm
friends. With me this morning, of course, the first Monday of every month. My God, it's the first Monday of February. It's the third. Welcome to our show this morning. Carl is on assignment. Don't ask me what that means.
You will never know what that means. I know what that means.
That covers a multitude of a lot of things when you're on assignment, so I'm not going to go into 8:33 in the morning.
You had bad fish, is that what
Rhonda Ball. Rhonda Ball and James Masada. And, of course, Frank Strazzarino has been here since the 7 o'clock hour this morning co-hosting with me. We're interesting at the break, and I think we should start off with there that what happens with Enjoy the Store and Enjoy Magazine is that people send this magazine to talk about what's happening in the North State throughout the country.
It is.
Absolutely.
You were saying that Mark LaSalle comes in sometimes and says, wrap these up, I gotta take them. He's trying to...
He's one of my favorite customers. I like him as a person, but I love what he does. He comes into our store all the time looking for a signature or special gift that represents the North State when doing business development throughout the country. He has been working very hard, and we did a story, I think it was last issue, on things that may come, and that is still to try to work on our air traffic here, or better destinations than just what we have. And so he was flying to Chicago, Illinois, and came in, and we actually had one of our metal workers create a personal United Airline brand for all the staff members, and then there was a really great hang tag that we said that said, you know, expand your brand. So it was just a lot of fun, and it represented our area because we are, a beef producing, and, you know, that's what people think. And so he kind of plays on that too, but he's bought so many gifts, Chinese delegates. They took them fishing, and he had hand tied flies that he bought at the store for them to pin on their hat. So he thinks of things, and they're well thought out gifts that represent our area, for all these people that are coming in.
That's really funny because I look at the magazine as being an economic development piece. I mean, it's a beautiful magazine, and if you had to just use a word, I think you would just say classy. But it really is an economic development piece, at least in the chamber. People coming in, prospective companies, new people coming to the community. We have a wall full of literature, but you can hand Enjoy Magazine to someone and say, this is Shasta County, this is the North State, because it's there. And also, the way you feature some of the new and up-and-coming companies and what's going on, it's very exciting. So I can see why Mark brings it around. And for those of us that do give gifts, you know, no offense to Walmart or Target, but everybody's got Walmart or Target. You want, and Walmart has a whole little row of Reading things that has the word Reading stamped on them. It's not the same as locally grown products or invented products. So the store is very impressive, and the magazine, of course, is extreme. We run out at the chamber, and we have to call for more, and then pretty soon there's a new issue coming out.
Absolutely. Was there a question in the chat pack?
Yes, somebody wanted to know about the jalapeno peanut brittle, if we have any in the store yet.
Every time you're on the show, it's about the jalapeno peanut brittle. Maybe that'll be the...
We did get some in, and unfortunately, we're already out again. I mean, we had a doctor that just came in on Saturday and bought the last bag. It's one of those things that's really hard for us to keep in stock. Again, you know, we ask for grace and forgiveness just because these products are not mass-produced.
Right.
So, you know, we get them in, and before we can even get our next order done, we're out, and then, you know.
And isn't that one of the biggest selling products in the store?
Peanut brittle is probably one of our number one selling products.
I come in and buy the lavender spray, and I love when I make my bed in the morning, I like to spray my sheets with the lavender so that at the end of the, you know, day, you're coming in and it smells like I'm in a fresh, you know, room. Okay, let's go to page 31 in the magazine. Gosh, I love these gals, the Roller Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Roller Derby.
They are so much fun.
Come on. Do you think of Raquel Welch in the Roller Derby?
Yeah, exactly.
And James Caan?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I used to watch it. I know that was kind of like the mindless. You didn't have to think when you watched that. It was just girls beating each other up, you know, arming each other and tripping each other.
Yeah.
But it still was, and remember, green and gold or something. And so now we have Roller Girls here in what's going on there?
Their season opens or starts next month, I think March 15th. The story actually talks about Amanda Wigno-Harder, and, you know, she's just, she's a really neat person, and she works for College Options, and, she's not somebody you would expect to be a roller girl.
Well, that's what's so great is that the team is made up of women that are, you know,
professional
mothers
and
professionals, and you know, it's roller derby has made a huge comeback. And it was spawned in Canada of all places, the comeback. And I had to do a little bit of research just because last year at Movies in the Park, we brought one of the roller derby teams in to let them, use the venue. We showed Whip It, which was a group, Drew Barrymore movie.
Uh-huh.
And they were using it as an opportunity to touch the public and, solicit, people that may want to join the team.
And Amanda actually went to, she got to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma as part of a national pickup all-star team. So, and she just started playing not too long ago. And, so she got to travel and she's just, you know, she's really not somebody you would expect. She's a professional and, you know, she's in the leadership writing class this year. So I've gotten to know her a little bit and, she's just a really neat person.
Well, the girls in the roller derby here are real community minded.
They are community. They actually, their team was at the, Crab Feed.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. And how was the Crab Feed this weekend?
It was fabulous.
Yeah, a thousand of your best friends.
Yes.
There was a ton of things going on this weekend.
Yeah, we went to the Veterans Museum fundraiser, sold out.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Patrick Jones was there with a lot of guns. And, we were saying everybody at our table, you know, we had raffles that we bought. So, four guns were won at our table, not us. And of course, Carl was, in a little bit of with a long face on that one. But, you know, our friends won some guns and, there were some really good things. We got a ninja knife. We did an auction item. We got a ninja knife and I was going to give it away. And Carl said, no, I'm keeping it. So I think he's going to be like, what were we watched? Blade last night with the knife in the back. So whatever.
And then there was the Cancer League.
Whatever floats your boat. Yeah.
Too.
Cancer League.
So big events.
Big events going on.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking to James Masada and Rhonda Ball and February issue. My parents have been married 61 years, February 14th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
So we're talking about February and what's going on in the North State here with Frank Strazzarino and Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. We'll be right back after these messages.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leita from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Sometimes it's good to have the captain at the helm, you know?
We were too busy and
we
didn't
tried
push our buttons.
Autopilot here. Welcome to KCNR this morning, 8:44 in the morning.
A little tidbit of information.
Okay.
That song.
Yeah.
There is a video that I am actually reenacting that song.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. It's out in the wild somewhere, so... I'm just letting people know.
You're reenacting.
I was in my senior year in high school. That was my drama final. I was required to recreate the Pete Burns "You Spin Me Right Around" video with about seven of the cast members from our drama class. And let me tell you, is it a treat? I look at myself now and say, "Wow, I'm so glad the '80s are over."
Some good music came out of the 80s, so you know when you think about it.
I love it. I love it, but not when there's records of what you used to look like.
Oh, James Masada, that's who you're hearing right now if you're just tuning in here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, this is Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Carl is on assignment, it's 8:45 in the morning. We've got Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine, and Frank Strazzarino is here co-hosting. He's the CEO, of course, the president of the Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about issues and magazine, what's going on with articles. You've got something there called hands-on. These guys look like they're going to get splattered in the face with their little face masks. What's going on there?
You know, every once in a while an article comes through. I mean, they're all wonderful articles. But, you know, for me personally, that, you know, touch you somehow.
Yeah.
And these are two hipsters out of Arcata that were writing a story out that I've just fallen in love with and have a man crush on.
Hipsters. Hipsters.
They're two young gentlemen that are carpenters by trade, and they used to restore ships and obviously our boats and also, you know, just build kind of workers under the table. And they've started, you know, they're young, they started their families and kind of realized that they wanted to create their own legacy, and they didn't want to be young with broken bodies and, you know, in the construction realm. So, somehow they got started in the article. Actually, we'll share a little bit more about that. A friend kind of said, hey, what about this? They are world-class chocolatiers now, and they delve only in the realm of, pure cacao and sugar is the only ingredients they use. And it just goes into detail about the bars that they manufacture. And the company is called Dick and Taylor, and those are their last names. So we carry the chocolate in our store.
Okay.
And it is the real deal. This is like 72 to 78% cacao. So this is the very healthy, very, very dark, non-sweet. Very great for pairing with wines, but everything that, and hands on, because everything they do is the finest. The beans are all picked by hand. They're all roasted by hand. They're processed by hand. They're poured by hand. They're, wrapped by hand. They print their own packaging.
Oh my goodness.
So, I mean, it is just, it is.
The packaging does have boats on.
Mm-hmm. An homage to their craftsmen, their wood and shipbuilding.
So are there bars? What are you selling?
They are bars. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's not like little tiny chocolates,
but they're
making bars.
I believe at their facility they have some other chocolates, but they wholesale only their bars. And I carry 6 bars currently. I do like a Florida Sol, which is sea salt, and then there's
my mouth's watering.
Maple coconut. Mm. There's a black fig, and then there's origin beans like Belize, Madagascar, and so they bring in all these different chocolate beans, and they literally hand sort them and roast them because, like coffee beans, they have different signatures and different flavors that they produce. So beautiful, beautiful packaging, world class. They just won a bronze medal in the North America Chocolate Awards with a bean that had never been put on the map before from a country that never has won an international award. They also, it just so happened, it doesn't, I think, go into detail, but what I'm obsessed with is that they're very accomplished bluegrass musicians too. And we sell their CDs in our store. And, their band is called Huckleberry Flint. And we sell out of the CD a lot. We play it a lot. Poor okay. Rhonda.
I love the music you carry, by the way. You really
poor
have
Rhonda
some wonderful
has to hear
music.
The music
but
all day long.
When you hear the same song 8 times, right. Yeah. You kind of go, ugh. Yeah. And I love the song. It's
yeah.
just,
yeah. Well, you know what I'm getting here is that, you know, here are two guys that are good friends, carpentry, shipbuilding, and then found this calling and then brought it forward to make it the very best and very unique
very
something
best,
else.
Yes.
And they are in Arcata.
Yep. Yeah.
I just love that. I love that artist, the integrity. You can mm-hmm. tell that there's, you
and
know.
And one of 50, what you call boutique chocolate companies in the United States. At kind of at this level. And we were recently Christmas shopping down in the city, big city of San Francisco, and we went to a very high-end chocolate company, and they had their own wall in the chocolate store.
Really?
Yeah. So their chocolates are being sold in major locations throughout the world, not just, you know, we're fortunate enough to be here in Reading and be their sole carrier, but, you know, you can get this chocolate abroad and
it's and again, it's not mass produced
no.
either.
So, everything is done yeah.
by hand
in small batches.
So if that sounds, I know I'm going to come in and get some of those bars. I'd like to be able to share those with my friends. Something else that you have that just was near and dear to my heart is that you have kind of testimonials in the middle of the magazine. One would be, of course, our friend Jimbo, who's over on KLXR, who's been yeah. just a North State.
They're testimonials of love, right?
Yes, and of different types yeah. of love. You know, love between a person and their dog, a love between a mother and their child, and mm-hmm. so. And of course, Jim is between him and his wife,
Frances. Yeah. They've been married for close to 50 years, mm-hmm. or not over 50 years,
over
but
50.
I love the whole
uh-huh.
story about how they met first love. And again, I was telling you, my parents are going to be celebrating their 61 years of being married. It blows my mind. 1953, they were married. On February 14th at the little, I think on, Little House, Little Hills, Forest Hills in LA.
Uh-huh.
So that was really cool. You also have something in here about one of my very favorite friends. There's a wonderful article on a doctor friend of ours. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And then some other things with Enjoy Magazine. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S., peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leita from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at
well,
the range.
I won't back down. No, I won't.
This is Free Fire Raider KCNR, Carl and Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment. 8:54 in the morning here. We're closing the show down in just a few minutes, but I want to thank James Masson and Rhonda Ball. We've been talking about the February issue of Enjoy, and Frank Strazzarino, who's been my co-host this morning. We had a great conversation, and I forgot when we took a break what we were going to come back and talk about.
We were going to talk about Dr. McConnell.
There we go. Oh, hello. And then we talked about him at the break. So then it was like, you know, if you can only hear the break, that's like segments of its own show. So, yeah, Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell, Shasta Regional, a heart surgeon. He's become a very dear friend, both Doug and Bonnie McConnell. I can't say enough about when they got here, how they did such a huge outreach. Every fundraiser, just couldn't be enough. And so, he is in, there's a special highlighted, a story on Doug in the Enjoy. What do you have there?
Go, Rhonda, because I don't really know.
Well, it just talks about, you know, him moving here in 2009, and he was the chief of staff in
Long Beach.
In Long Beach before coming here, and, he likes it here.
I love it. He really well, does. They're very, very involved. They, like I said, they, you know, she's in the greeters and the, and they love to, kayak and bike and hike, and they're so involved with the mountains and so many, like I said, outreach programs. And Doug, since the first time he got, came to Redding, he is such a wonderful photographer, and he's taking these fabulous pictures of the bridges. And you'll see his work a lot of times at fundraisers, mm-hmm. Turtle Bay fundraiser. Right. You name it. His work has been blown up and up for auction. Well, this is the first time that you've had, you know, double page spread.
Yes, and we do this in every issue. Enjoy the View, double page spread of a photography or a photo of something beautiful in the North State. And we usually like to have a landscape without people and
by
just
a local
something,
photographer.
By a local photographer. So
and you selected Doug this year.
Yes,
Diesel
and I was
Horse
so
Bridge.
Happy because I've seen his photography at fundraisers, and I just thought, and I've talked to him several times about you need to submit something
this
to
is fabulous.
For the View. So I actually called him and said, we really want to have
it's
one
time.
Of your photos.
Yeah, yeah, this is a
we're
fabulous
doing this
piece.
Story on you. I think it would be great to have
right.
one of your photos.
What I love about his story is the fact that he could be working any place in the United States or in the world, and he chooses to stay here. And mm-hmm. he probably, like a lot of people, came for a stint, but he's really committed to this area. He's a great man, great photographer, gives a wonderful talk. He spoke to my Rotary once, talked about Charles Lindbergh, some things you wouldn't expect. So supremely qualified. He could be a little bit of a character, too. They were giving out these stress balls with hearts on them one day at a little function, a reception. So he got a knife out and carved out a little piece and then put it on his nose like a clown's nose and walked around. So there's not a lot of, you know, he's certainly not a superior in respect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's quite the character
and a
wonderful surgeon. Just
well, a couple of years ago at the Go Red Luncheon, which, by the way, is happening February 7th, he...
come get your tickets.
Yeah, come get your tickets at, of course, the Enjoy store.
Uh-huh.
That is a really, they always have great speakers. Well, a couple of years ago, he brought a pig's heart in mm-hmm. and did an actual surgery during the lunch, and you should have seen some of the people. Yeah. They weren't ready for that because he had like really with the light, you know, the light over the head, and then they had the audio visual where you could get in and see what was happening. He was literally doing the surgery and explaining while he was doing what was going on. fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. Of course, my brother's a doctor, so I grew up with, you know, dissection was a very big part of our family. And, yeah, microscopes. So, closing thoughts here.
Well, we just scratched the surface of this issue.
Oh, my
of course,
goodness.
You know, there are many, many other really cool stories. If you love butterflies, there's a really great story about, you know, kind of an indigenous plant here that sustains one of the Northern California native butterflies. Shout out to all of our thank you to all of our vendors that participated in our Christmas giveaway and to our winners that won the motorcycles, you know, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, who gave a motorcycle away, and Market Street Steakhouse and Shasta Ski Park for season passes. So we really appreciate all their support. And then again, there's some craft things that we missed in here. I mean, just tons and tons
of stuff
to pick up.
There's lots to read this time.
February 7th, pick up the issue of Enjoy and also go into the store because they've got those cute little aprons.
Our feature product this month is, these beautiful handmade aprons that are just absolutely gorgeous.
Those are so cute. You know what you wear with those?
Just a little,
just a little perfume. Just a little perfume. So with that visual, we hope you have a great day on this Monday morning. Oh, it's been great. Thank you, Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Every Monday and the third Thursday of every morning at 6 o'clock here on KCNR. Carl's on assignment, 8:59 in the morning. And thank you, Frank Strazzarino, for being here.
Yeah, it's nice, Frank.
And Bob Alonji for being at the helm and playing the best butt music in our century. And we'll see you tomorrow. Carl will be off assignment and be here at the helm. You're listening to KCNR. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Little bit of history made in Washington this morning. Janet Yellen sworn in as the first woman to head the Federal Reserve, taking over from Ben Bernanke. Yellen took the oath of office in a brief ceremony this morning in front of a fireplace in the Fed's boardroom. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew warning us today the U.S. will hit the debt ceiling by the end of the week.
It's imperative that Congress move right away to increase our borrowing authority. It would be a mistake to wait until the 11th hour to get this done.
Lew says his room to maneuver is small. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic getting hit with more snow.
It looks like an area from just north of Washington, D.C. to New York City, or just north of New York City and across southern New England should see the most significant snow totals from the system.
Brian Cordy at the National Weather Service from Philadelphia up through New York. They're predicting as much as 8 inches of snow, and it's already snarled air travel. Also at